tell us a story about Frank Luntz, who was in front of a crowd and said, to use the term, I guess I'm going to kind of be off the record here, but in the iPhone-cultured world that we live in, there's nothing off the record.
He, of all people, a media consultant, should know that the camera never blinks. And I'm not much of a conspiracy theorist, but it's enough to make you wonder if he was doing this on purpose. Because what he said is what we have observed, what the GOP itself tried to put out with that perceptual research that Reince Priebus released, and they called it the election post-mortem, is, in Frank Luntz's words, we can't just talk to 51% of America. It just doesn't work. And he was talking to a bunch of young people and said, now listen, this does not leave the room. And he says, Marco Rubio's getting his butt kicked. He's getting destroyed by Levin and Limbaugh and the others, and the talk radio narrative is not good for our party's future. And of course this gets out because somebody's got the camera rolling ever since the 47% soundbite. This will always leak out. So here's their number one focus group guy, Frank Luntz, whose research is garden variety perceptual research. It's the kind of research you and I were doing in radio 15 years ago, and it is every bit as logical as that post-mortem report that Reince Priebus was trying to get out, is saying, look, we can't just be the party of no. People are getting tired of this weary narrative. They're tired of the anger. And as I say, I'm just wondering if he got blue in the face trying to tell it to the people who are his clients and decided to end run them and put it out there. And of course, that triggered the predictable backlash from El Rushbo and the other radio righties who say, no, steer hard right. Limbaugh blames it all on the consultants. He says the consultants are just trying to sell you the undecided voters. And all they want is the money from the candidates who can raise money. And they keep telling you they're the ones who'll get you the undecided voters. And Rush and company are saying, steer hard right. So nowhere is this civil war within the GOP more evident than on the talk radio airwaves lately.
And all this does, as I see it, emboldens the Tea Party to stand their ground on immigration reform.
Well, I think it does because, not to talk shop, but radio works. And you know that radio advertising works by what we call reach and frequency. And Rush Limbaugh has a large reach. A bunch of ditto heads tune in every week, and they tune in multiple days per week. So there's this relentless drumbeat that the Tea Party has eaten with a fork and spoon. Remember, on election night, Mitt Romney was genuinely surprised that he was losing because all along Fox News had told him, no, don't pay any attention to those numbers. Our poll numbers say it's fine. You know, we can now pick and choose our news and we can decide who to believe. So there's a lot of misinformation. There's a lot of disinformation that goes out there. And on the radio airwaves, there's a real disconnect now between what people seem to care about and what this narrative wants to rant about.
And speak to that, Holland. Holland Cook, talk radio consultant, media extraordinaire, expert, everything else, great friend of ours. What are people focused on right now? We seem to be in somewhat of a very cynical, negative news cycle in America right now.
You'll never find a better example than last week. The death of James Gandolfini. Great actor, iconic character in Tony Soprano. People weren't just signing up for HBO. They were connecting to cable to watch The Sopranos. This guy's sudden shocking death was big news. I turn on Sean Hannity's show on Fox that night, and there's this jackass, Karl Rove, holding up a whiteboard and hollering about Benghazi. I thought he was disgraced on election night. Talk about a disconnect with where attention is focused and what they want you to think about instead.
Do listeners look at somebody like Limbaugh as the typical Republican the way they used to?
I think that his core is still robust. The ditto heads are still tuning in, even though his advertisers seem to have wandered off. This immigration issue is really problematic because it's made so many strange bedfellows. Now you got Ann Coulter trashing Marco Rubio. I'm having a flashback to when she said, if we nominate Mitt Romney, we'll lose. And then suddenly he got nominated and she liked him. And then he lost and she says, I told you so. So there's a lot of that going on, too. And I think that the net of it is that what too often comes out the talk radio speaker sounds like that muted trombone in Charlie Brown Christmas. You know, when the grown-ups talk, it sounds like wah, wah, wah over and over again.
What's happening in the radio business? What are some of the new developments that are out there that you see?
Well, the advertising picture in talk radio has been permanently tainted by this Sandra Fluke episode now almost, what, a year and a half ago?
To this day, it's having an effect.
Yeah, and you, the collateral damage is immense. You know, look at your show. You're a couple of degrees of separation away from that, and I'm sure you're dancing around it because ad agencies think that news radio and talk radio are now hostile territory. And it's part of what's fueling the growth in sports radio. Sports talk radio is having a growth curve like we've never seen before. And one of the reasons is obviously we like the topic. You know, these are the genuine stars in our society. You put a game on and the programming is real mojo. It's genuine suspense. And we want to talk about it after. But what goes on behind the scenes is that advertising agencies aren't afraid of it. We keep hearing the term safe programming.
Okay. Holland Cook, talk radio consultant. Great to have you with us. The synopsis of it all is that the righties are all over the map on a number of different issues, and the talk radio, right-wing talk radio hosts aren't today what they used to be to the Republican Party. Fair enough?
Amen. All right. I will see you this weekend on the Ed Show.
Looking forward to it. Thank you, Holland. Always a pleasure. Holland Cook, talk radio consultant here on the Ed Schultz Radio Show. Great friend of ours. 1-877-934-6833.